Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. It's a beautiful day in the city. Tourists are starting to flock back into the city. And when we talked to Alderman Tom Tunney today, he said in his neighborhood for the Pride Parade on Sunday, they're expecting 1 million people because it's been a couple years since that has taken place. Another alderman is joining us right now. That is Matt O'Shea. He is in the 19th Ward. A lot of cops and firefighters live in your ward, don't they, Matt?
Yes, they do, Lisa.
And you're looking out for them. And the last time we spoke, you were trying to get an ordinance passed that would give them benefits if they die from suicide, the same benefits as if they were killed in the line of duty. And it looks like you got that accomplished.
Yes, yesterday, unanimously, the city council passed that ordinance. And so we have created a very modest death benefit for the surviving spouses and family members of police officers, firefighters, and paramedics who die by suicide, which, when you just talk about law enforcement itself, Lisa, the second leading cause of death in the law enforcement community nationwide last year, suicide. This is an epidemic, and just in Chicago alone in the last 5 years, more than 20 members of the fire department, the police department, died by suicide. And what they experience, what they see day in and day out, is devastating to them. And yeah, we need to do more to support them, to make their jobs easier, and to help their families.
You know, the people who hold those jobs, you know, I saw someone in law enforcement break up when they were talking about discovering those three children in Round Lake Beach. I saw, you know, law enforcement people break up when they were on the site of what happened in Uvalde, and Chicago cops and firefighters see graphic and gruesome scenes every single day. And I'm not surprised it's the second leading cause of death. I'm saddened by it. So what will their families, because up to this point, Alderman O'Shea, their families didn't get anything?
They didn't get anything, and after 90 days, their insurance is cut off. They must go on COBRA. And anybody out there, your listeners, know how expensive that is. But when a surviving spouse has got to grapple with the devastation and the terrible tragedy and try to pick up these pieces, to have your insurance cut off after 90 days, to not have an income, as I said, this is just a modest benefit to help them through that first year. But so much more needs to be done. As you said, what they experience day in and day out, they see the worst of society each and every shift.
Yeah, absolutely. Even the mayor applauded this move, didn't she?
The mayor was in support of this measure, yes.
What do you think about what they're facing now with these chaotic crowds of kids who are gathering, three injured last week near Wells and North Avenue as kids are being pushed off of North Avenue Beach? What are the people in your ward saying about that? I know that's not happening right there in their neighborhood, but as you said, you represent a lot of firefighters and a lot of police.
I mean, here we are. We're being told that the police department needs to clear the beaches. They can't chase offenders in vehicles or on foot. They can't put their hands on offenders. So police are operating scared, because everybody's taking pictures, everybody's taking video. We want them to clear the area. They don't want to put their hands on people. Everybody knows no one's got their back. And when I say no one's got their back, community leaders, elected officials, a significant amount of the general public. But who do we call? Who do we call when we're scared? Who do we call when we're in danger? We call 911, and we want the police to race there, lights and sirens. It's the most difficult job right now, which is why we see them running for the exits.
Alderman, the mayor yesterday, in talking about your ordinance, was asked about police time off and them being overworked, and she said that was kind of a false narrative created by Catanzara and the FOP. She said that Chicago police have an incredible amount of time off. I just wonder what you make of that statement.
I couldn't disagree more, Steve. This morning, I talked to a group of police officers up in the 16th District, Portage Park area. They work 23 days in a row. couple hours ago, I talked to a police officer here on the south side over in the 3rd District. Just got off a 14-day in a row shift. These police officers aren't just getting Memorial Day, Father's Day, 4th of July, Labor Day over the summer days off being canceled. Effectively, the month of June was canceled, and July is going to be even worse. We have 1,600 less police officers today than we did 3 years ago today. We're carrying 1,400 openings right now. These officers are being worked to the bone.
We've only got like 30 seconds, but weren't you proposing something like a bonus, a signing bonus or something to encourage people to join the Chicago Police Department?
In the last city council meeting back in May, I did introduce an ordinance offering hiring incentives for first-time home buyers, police officers, right, and then also incentive to recruit officers from suburban police departments to come to Chicago, a signing bonus, if you will. And then the third component of that was going to be a incentive for military personnel. Chicago Police Department actually actively recruits at military bases across the country. So someone, you know, exiting their career with the United States Marine Corps to relocate to Chicago and go on the Chicago Police Department. Here we have somebody who's already trained,
right, and
partially.
We've only got 30 seconds left. Where are we at with that right now?
Well, I'm trying to get a hearing on the books in the Committee on Budget. I'm trying to get an audience with leaders in the city, and I'm hopeful that because we are in a staffing crisis, I can get that shortly in the coming weeks.
Awesome.
But I have
nothing
to report on that yet.
Thanks for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. Alderman Matt O'Shea for the 19th Ward. Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.